Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm actually broadcasting live right now from Rancho Santa Fe, California, broadcasting live from Rancho Santa Fe, California. We did an event here Friday night, actually where I'm broadcasting live from even now, and it was a private event, but it went absolutely perfect, friends. In every sense of the word, it's our job to wake up the dead church. It's our job to stir things up, to get people to think about things that they have not thought about before. We're in times now where people are ready to hear this message once again. I'm always the guy that people come back to when they get in trouble, and guess what? They're starting to swell again, because as we say, let their cruelties, the bad guys, let their cruelties swell our ranks. That's exactly what's happening all across the country right now. What is in fact taking place is people are being pushed awake. They're being pushed out of their slumber to awaken to the fact that they've, in many cases, let this go way too far. And one of the things that on Friday I had to share with the people is, if you're looking for more road to kick the can down, it's gone. There's nothing there. If you're looking for the frog that's being boiled slowly but slowly, incrementally in the pot, I'm here to tell you he's already fried. Folks, we have to wake up to the fact that today is the day to do the right thing. It was MLK Jr. that rightly said, the right time to do the right thing is right now, and it's exactly what we're doing out in California. And again, put that up against Luke 19:10, and again, you will understand as to what we're doing here out on the road. We believe, as David did, when he asked the Lord in Psalm 2, ask of me for the heathen as an inheritance in the uttermost parts of the earth. Folks, that's all he's been doing for 23 years, and if we're willing to meet him on his terms, he is not a man that he should lie, and he has fulfilled his promises over and over and over again. So, again, we are broadcasting live from Rancho Grande, California. We're going to be in Wisconsin on Saturday. We are going to be in Wisconsin on Saturday doing the Constitution Party there. I will be the main speaker there, and then we're going to go back into the state of Minnesota. And once we're done in the state of Minnesota, we're going to turn around a week later and do, I think, 5 or 6 or 7 events that have been set up in Michigan there. We're going to be speaking with Sheriff David Clark from Milwaukee as well in Michigan. So got a lot of things in front of us. After that, we're going to be in Rapid City. So we're just slowly taking it as it comes. And by the way, if you want to book us, now is the time to book us. That number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Also, what we're going to be talking about today is homosexuals are sane. Listen. The sodomites are saying it. The homosexuals are saying it. Listen, Disney's gone too far. Again, Disney's gone way too far, folks. The assails, the assaults continue on your children. And this is confusion by design. Put that up against Daniel 9:7. And let me remind you once again what's going on with Disney, what's going on with the mainstream media and the networks as to what they're trying to push concerning the sodomite agenda is illegal every step of the way. And if you want to cross-check me, which I encourage you to do, please go to your state statutes and prove me wrong. They're called crimes against nature. So if they're crimes against nature, I have one question for you. Why are they trying to normalize the crime? Because if they can demoralize you, they can control you. So we're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. Before we actually get over to that, friends, what I'd like to do is I would actually like to get over to show you where you can go to subscribe on our website. You can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Please go over to Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble, too, by the way, and subscribe to that page. Sons of Liberty Radio Live, and subscribe to that page. We're going to have to redevelop what YouTube is illegally taking down concerning our content for it is lawful content. And what we see more than ever, friends, today in America is these big tech companies that are playing out to be the subversives to American government. We're not the ones breaking the law, friends. They are. And if you knew the law, you would know the difference as to what's taking place concerning this frontal attack on your freedom of speech on so many different fronts. But if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, please do yourself a favor. Subscribe to that page. There's 10 to 15 articles over there every single day combating the lies in the mainstream media. Check out our advertisements as well, friends. They are friends in many cases. Also go over to our store at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And you can order some of the new content. I got to say this, friends, as far as our content goes right now, we're on the road, and the orders are going out heavily. They're going out heavily. And I could probably suspect it probably has a little something to do with this brand new shirt that we've got, Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. This one has just been, it's a hotcake, friends. It's a hotcake. So go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, check out the website, subscribe to the page. Go over to the store, friends, and look at what we have. These are T-shirts. These are coffee cups. They are merely put in place, friends, to stir up a conversation with others so that we can preach the gospel to them. And that's exactly what they're designed to do, as are they per your request. So, again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to the page, go to the right side of the page, join us on social media platforms right on the right side. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're up on the top left side of that page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. And, again, friends, we just wanted to let you know that if you want to know where we're at, that's where we're at. I get inundated constantly. Where do I find you? How do I find you? I just drove you right to our website. Also, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That will show you the fruit in our basket as to what we have been doing over the last 23 years. And furthermore, there are references from people that have partaken with the message, the live message, which is different than the radio's message. With that said, it's always better hearing from others anyway. Also wanted to let you know, too, if you want to jump over on Comrex today at any time, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, no doubt. 1 Timothy 2:5 comes to my aid, John 14:6, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Folks, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic, Article 4, Section 4, rests. We're not a democracy. Just remember that. It's important that you do understand that. We are a constitutional republic. One of the things I wanted to share with you really quick before this next hard break, friends, is the fact that everything's shut down across the United States right now because the 4th of July actually lands on this day, so they're celebrating the 4th of July Independence Day. And so I want to hit a couple topics concerning that as well.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the sonsoflibertymedia.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back again. Broadcasting live from Rancho Santa Fe, California. We're going to be in Wisconsin on Saturday. We'll be the main speaker at the Constitutional Party. I want to start hitting some of the topics in which we need to cover today, friends. But before we do that, I wanted to let you guys all know that, remember Basilicos? Remember how we shared Tony Roman and the guy out of California, Huntington Beach area, and basically him taking a stand where very few were willing to take a stand? Well, we did a broadcast. Oh, I'm guessing 3 months ago with Tony Roman. Tim Brown actually interviewed him first on the morning show, and he had called me and said, Bradley, you gotta meet this guy. I said, who? He said, Tony Roman from Basilicos. Have you heard of this guy in California, the guy that put up all the billboards basically going after the governor in his unconstitutional edicts? I said, yeah, I think I recollect a little something with that. I said, what's going on? He said, interview him. I said, Tim said to me, he goes, he sounds just like you. And so I did, and it was interesting, friends. He doesn't claim to be anything. He's just a patriot. He's an Italiano. He's an Italian patriot. And his mother was an immigrant here from Italy, and he loved this country. And the history that this guy knew was just second to none. And the heart that he held was that of a preacher, understanding the price paid for the freedoms in which we have. And he so well understands it that he actually stands up and lives for those men that actually fought, bled, and died, establishing the freedoms in which we have today, fighting against the tyrants that many in this country today are submitting to. Well, he took a stand, and he's been taking a stand, and he's still taking a stand. Well, yesterday, I'd actually taken the time, friends, to go over and meet with Tony, and I did. I took my family over to there to have dinner with him in Huntington Beach. And when I got over there, friends, it wasn't really what I expected. I expected it to be a huge restaurant right in the center of Los Angeles, California. No, he's got a little restaurant, a little Italian restaurant in a strip mall in Huntington Beach. It's first class. He's raised the bar. Everything he does over there is excellent. The food is second to none at Basilicos in Huntington Beach, California. And I just got to tell you, friends, I was impressed with it. But what surprised surprised me is the fact that he, like myself, instead of being in the heart of Los Angeles, California, what he did is he actually paid to get a billboard, and he posted it right in the center of Los Angeles, California. So he took the fight to the enemy. It's exactly what we do here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We don't capitulate. I mean, God condemns that, Psalm 78, verse 9. But when we were there, friends, we spent a couple hours with him, and his mother was there as well. And I asked him, I said, has anything new transpired? And he said, no, not really. He said, all of their threats are to expire this month. And like so many others that have been threatened by the unconstitutionality of their state governors and or their mayors or their city commissioners, it's interesting to note that there's nothing to enforce. And I told Tony, I said, probably what's going to happen here. I said, are they supposed to expire this month? He said, yes. I said, well, let's get you on the radio when they expire. I said, but you can almost count on it. They are going to expire. And I looked at him and I told him, I said, I know of other cases where basically they were given tickets by the city for not following the unconstitutional orders of the governor or the mayor. And then when it comes time to go to court, guess who doesn't show up? Listen to me carefully. I said, guess who doesn't show up, Tony? I'm telling you, listeners, guess who doesn't show up? The prosecutors. Why don't the prosecutors show up? Because no one ever broke the law. Okay, this was all done to drive fear into you by the oppressors to get you to submit to them every step of the way. Okay? It may look like law, may have the color of law, may smell like law, may look like a duck, may walk like a duck, may quack like a duck. But if you know the difference, friends, guess what? There's nothing behind it. There's no law to enforce. And we're going to find the same case with Tony Roman here at Basilico's in Huffington Beach, or I'm sorry, Huntington Beach, California, as well. And when he is in a position, probably at the end of the month, to share with us concerning what is taking place there, we're going to get him back on the radio. But, folks, we kept our promise. All of you that support us, we kept our promise. And we went back to Tony Roman because we said that we were going to show up there in Huntington Beach and show up support while we drove 2,200 miles in the process of doing that. Yesterday, we took a three-hour round trip just to make sure that he understand that we're going to practice what we preach here, Deuteronomy 23:23, in fulfilling our word. And that's exactly what we've done. And I believe that we've encouraged him. And I want to add one more thing to that, too. During Friday's event here in Rancho, Santa Fe, what was interesting to note is there was a speaker that went up before me, and when she had got up, she started talking about, unbeknownst to her, that me and Tony Roman were friends. So what happened is she started talking about how she woke up over four years ago to the unconstitutionalities that are taking place in this country, how the government's attacking the people, and how she's went back and actually did her own research on our founding documents, such as the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and the U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws. Now she is at this point, friends, actually dissecting these bills that are coming down from city officials, as they like to be called. They are our representatives. But she dissects the bill in the bill now in California, and she finds all the errors and the unconstitutionalities when it comes to these bills. And then she takes it back to the city officials, and she tells them this is null and void. It's unconstitutional. Well, during her time of sharing with this people that showed up during this private event here in Santa Fe, it was interesting to note she started talking about, we need to do what Tony Roman's doing in California. We need to stand with guys like Tony Roman. Hey, folks, isn't that what the 4th of July is all about? Isn't that what the War of Independence was all about and what is all about? I mean, most people think that this is a representation of taxation without representation. Wait a second. That was number 17 out of 21 grievances of our forefathers. Guess what the number one issue was with our forefathers? Freedom of religion under the Christian umbrella. Folks, do we really understand what's going on concerning our history as to what this is all about? I mean, look at this today in America only. What do you have? You have all of these people complaining about this, that, and the other thing. And I'm talking about a small portion. I don't mean to exaggerate it or to embellish it. But isn't it interesting? Everybody's decrying, you know what, this isn't America and this isn't the 4th of July and no, you shouldn't have guns and who are you to stand against tyranny, this, that, and the other thing. And here's the mainstream media to give voice to these ignorant human beings that don't understand what the War of Independence was all about. But I'm here to tell you, it was about just the exact opposite. Even when it comes to the fireworks, friends, what is all that about? That's the celebration of the freedoms that the Lord has bestowed upon us as a Christian nation. Do you understand? Through what? Cannon fire and gunfire. That's what this is, that we're to recollect the history of what it is that we have today. And I want to tell you this. It stands in stark contrast to what it is that your mainstream media and your corrupt politicians are trying to establish. But isn't it interesting today, friends, the politicians are looking for another excuse to have another day off, but they'll take it when it comes, regardless of what it means, as long as it works for them. Isn't that right? Friends, it's time for us to take our country back is really what this comes down to. And get back to the meaning of what Independence Day is all about, because we are rolling over into it today. That's why everything's shut down. And it's a good idea to recollect exactly what it's about. And I'm going to do my best right when I get back on the other side of this break. But I'll tell you what, friends, folks in California are awake, so much so, it couldn't be a better time right now than the governor, namely Communist Newsom, a little effeminate pansy here, that's been given reins to take orders from the powers that are tolerated. But isn't it interesting how the people are beginning to rise up here, because now they're calling forth a recall. And for those that didn't know, they actually got over 250,000 more signatures needed to recall Governor Newsom in the state of California. I got to say, I'm proud of the folks in California, because, folks, everybody wants you to believe that it's a red state. Yeah, just like any other state that you want to believe is a red state. It's just dominated by the mainstream media that has convinced the people in this country that the less than 1.7% of the population somehow and magically have just popped up as the majority in this country. When you look at liberal states, as you might call them, friends, do keep in mind that in many cases, liberal states are dominated by the mainstream media only to convince you that the minority is somehow the majority. Folks, if we could see the way that the Lord sees, we'd be embarrassed of what we have been tolerating, friends, because this is still America. And if you love your freedoms, and if you love America, then it's time for you to stand up and fight for them, along with the rest of us, because I'm here to tell you, my friends, we can do this. My message is not doom and gloom. We can do this. I want to come right back, and I want to show you a couple of issues taking place concerning your said representatives in some states, basically trying to browbeat people into submitting to what she wants you to believe the Independence Day is all about, when in fact it
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no break in the trend of rising gas prices. Americans are still paying more at the pump. Since the latest AAA survey shows the national average price for a gallon of gasoline is over $3.13 a gallon. That's 95 cents higher than it was a year ago. The mayor of Surfside, Florida, says a search for those involved in the deadly condo collapse in his city will go on as long as it takes. Charlie Burkett saying the quest to find people will continue 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Burkett adding that'll be the case until we pull everybody out of that rubble and reunite them with his family. So far, 27 people have died and 118 are still unaccounted for. A stretch of Pennsylvania Avenue outside the White House is once again open to foot traffic. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says areas north of Tampa should get ready for landfall once Tropical Storm Elsa hits the state.
We don't anticipate the need for any type of widespread evacuations based on this storm. It's going to be a strong tropical storm.
His remarks came after Tampa was placed under a tropical storm warning as the system approaches Florida. The storm expected to make landfall sometime on Tuesday. Texas is joining 21 states asking the Supreme Court to uphold Hawaiians' Second Amendment rights to bear arms following a ruling from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that upheld Hawaii's ban on residents bearing arms outside their homes. The state's filing an amicus brief with the High Court to help resolve a split among the federal circuit courts of appeal after several of the courts ruled against the 2008 District of Columbia v. Heller case, a landmark gun rights ruling. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Wanted to actually show you here, friends, is that's taking place in the country again is just this, that we've got Marxist Democrat, as they call it. You know the difference, friends. Those that listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com understand the unconstitutionality of party affiliations. We're a constitutional republic, and I can't even tell you how many times I've given that message, and yet you get around these people and they talk about the Democrats and the Republicans. If you don't want to take heed to the warnings, then go ahead. You're setting yourself up for demise, okay? Politics and pro wrestling are identical. There's a political language that has been created to make lies sound truthful, and that is a part of party affiliations, friends. You have over 101 party affiliations today, and every single one of them are unconstitutional. We're a constitutional republic. But look at this. The Beltway just reported that Rep. Cori Bush's 4th of July message, this land is stolen and black people still aren't free. Anybody sick and tired of this narrative yet? I am too. These are Marxist friends. They're being used. They're little useful idiots. They're doing what they're told to incite violence or pit one against another concerning people of color. And keep in mind, white people are a people of color too. But this is one useful idiot that just doesn't know when to shut her mouth. And what she said is, she said, it's sad when you know someone voted for just by the fact that they are flying an American flag in the United States of America. That's what she said. Okay? I'm not making this up, friends. But what does she say? Well, she says, when they say the 4th of July is about American freedom, remember this, the freedom they're referring to is for white people. This is coming from a said representative. This is why I continuously put the question marks to you, friends. Who incites domestic insurrection more than corrupt politicians? And by the way, don't complain about those corrupt politicians if you're going to allow this to go on. Okay? Cory Bush said the land is stolen land and black people still aren't free. Oh, my goodness. I mean, with all due respect and doing my best not to get caught up into the stupidity and answering the stupidity of these people, you know, the Bible says not to answer the fool in their follies. Well, I got to set the record straight. All nations are one blood, period, Acts 17:26. We all know that, okay? And we also know that this rhetoric's been going on far too long. They're resurrecting that which is water under the bridge on so many different fronts. But I'll tell you, I mean, I'm on the road right now. We don't watch TV, but we do spend a lot of time in restaurants where they have TVs. And I got to tell you, I looked at the basketball. They have basketball commercials, the NBA. And folks, 99% of the players on that field are the black people. Yeah. The NFL, they're black people, right? You look at these other sports, friends, and I'm trying to figure out how they're oppressed. And I think of the guys like the new civil rights leader, Colin Kaepernick, right, who signed a $117 million contract as an NFL player who talks about how he's oppressed. No, friends, he's just parroting what he's told to say, nothing more, nothing less. And this is going to continue on until the American people put a stop to the powers that are tolerated. Isn't it interesting Colin Kaepernick's parents were white? Did you know that? Yeah. Kind of contradicts the whole message, doesn't it? It kind of contradicts the whole message when we see the success, and in so many different cases, rightfully so, the success of people that happen to be black. Why this? I mean, what constitutes the character of a man? It's not the color of his skin. It's the content of his character. What is it that these people of color, like Cory Bush, this Marxist useful idiot here, what is it that they don't understand that white power is as dangerous as black power? Now, I didn't know anywhere in the Word of God where it said that God was white, and I didn't see it in the Word of God where the Bible said God is black. The Bible does say that he is the Spirit. And he's the one that said all nations are one blood in Acts 17:26. And when I think of all of this and putting it into context, it's also interesting to note, friends, that Jesus came in to save our souls, not our skin. So why do people get caught up into this stuff? Friends, I am in San Diego yesterday. I was in Huntington Beach yesterday. I was in Los Angeles. I'm in Santa Fe right now. I haven't seen any of this division between the blacks and the whites. So who's fueling this? The mainstream media, along with hand in glove corrupt politicians. This is who's creating literally 99% of this domestic insurrection. It needs to be shut down, and they need to be shut off. They need to be impeached when it comes to these said representatives of special interest groups, and they need to be thrown in jail for inciting violence. These are the domestic terrorists, if you would, because in fact, friends, that's exactly what they're doing through intimidation. Through the fact of intimidating people into submission by attempting to browbeat them to accept whatever it is that they say. No, not going to do it. Never will do it. Mark my word, we never will. But I will continuously call out the stupidity of what I see right here, friends, because as for me and my house, I'm sick and tired of it. You know, I got to say this, too. When we were in South Dakota a couple weeks ago, I noticed that when we went into Waldrug to have breakfast on the way back home, I noticed all of these signs concerning that of the Native American Indians. And by the way, we've done about 6% of the high schools in Native American communities throughout South Dakota and North Dakota and Montana. Okay, so it goes way beyond, we don't care what color you are. But I see these posters and these billboards of how these Indians are the victims. And I do understand that our government has lied to the Indian nations concerning freedom hundreds and hundreds of times over and over and over again. Okay? But I also understand that they do the same thing to us because we all tolerate this because most people don't realize that we're all in this together under God. It's when we come together under God that we're going to begin to drive out the bad people, and that's why they keep trying to pit us one against another. But I've seen the same rhetoric going on with the Native Americans in South Dakota. Hey, friends, I got to tell you something. Did you know that in the book of Exodus chapter 23, right after Exodus chapter 23 chapters later, when God gave us the moral law, He called them a peculiar people. And what is a peculiar people? Those that obeyed Him. And then it tells us in Exodus 23, after the law was given, beware of Him and obey His voice. Provoke Him not, for He will not pardon your transgressions, for My name is in Him. But listen, but if you indeed obey His voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversaries. And what does He say right after that? Listen carefully. For My angel shall go before thee and bring thee in unto the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, the bad guys, the unrighteous. So the Lord said to His people, I'm going to use you to drive out the wicked from before Me. Those that are serving false gods. Those that are serving gods that war against the likes of men. And I want to say this, in contrast, when you accept foreign gods, in America, though they're afforded asylum, they're not afforded an opportunity to come in America and establish their form of government. Give me a break. Because it tells us in Judges 5:8 that if you do so, when there's other gods in the gate, there's going to be war. Okay? So when the Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before Me, it's when we obey Him in Christ, He's going to drive foreign gods out. You remember when the ark was laid out in front of the Philistines and they put it in front of Dagon? And every morning that they woke up, Dagon was cut in pieces. That's right. All gods, false gods, will bow before the God. The God that I'm talking about is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, I want to finish this point really quick because it's important that everybody understands this. Okay? There's a righteous people and there's an unrighteous people. The righteous people are those that obey the Christ and put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. The unrighteous are those that serve false God, that war against the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen carefully. It tells us in Deuteronomy 9, verse 5, not for your righteousness or for the uprightness of thine heart dost thou go to possess their land, but for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Can we say, drive out the Muslims before us? Can we say, those that practice witchcraft are going to be driven out from before us? So it's the Lord establishing Christianity through a people that drives out the wickedness of false gods, and they will bow the knee, and they do in this earth as it is in heaven. I'll finish this right here. In Deuteronomy 9:5, it says, to possess the land, but for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee, and that He may perform the word which the Lord, what? Swear unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Those promises are going on. And if folks around us want to serve foreign gods, guess what? He's empowering His church to continuously drive them underfoot. For what? To make distinction between that which is righteous and that which is unrighteousness, according to what? Ezekiel 44, verse 23. So if we get back to Scripture, friends, we can clearly understand as to what's going on here. People can rant and rave, they can gripe, they can complain about their particular situation. But the fact of the matter is, in this
country, at the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show, and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
LibertyRadio.com, and we are broadcasting from Rancho Santa Fe. That's what it is, California. With that said, friends, we have much to cover. I have one segment left. I find it rather peculiar that our orders are just, folks, I mean, our orders are just flying out the door on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'd also ask that you please consider supporting by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with that, that's also found on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store and find membership. Keep us out here, folks, because we are making an impact by the grace of God, and I appreciate it. Remember, he said, call on me, and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not. And Matthew 4:19 comes to my aid. Jesus said, if you follow me, you will become a fisher of men, and that's exactly what we have seen year after year in this ministry. I find it rather peculiar with all of that information that I just gave you that, folks, the lines, is Comrac set up? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Or is it because I'm downloading a lot of information on you and, there's really nothing to say back? That's kind of this radio show's all about. You ever notice that? I mean, if we were to open up the debate for the left and the right paradigm, which is unconstitutional, oh, folks, we'd be taking phone calls the whole show. Because people love gossip. But what we do here is we nail down the resolve. We give you answers. And that's what is found in the Word of God in the U.S. Constitution. And I'm happy to say this is the first show that's ever done that. Good. Amen. What I want to do is I want to get over to our main topic here. And, again, what we're seeing, folks, is that homosexuals are even warning that Disney has gone too far. And do you remember, let me put the question to you, do you remember back in 2017, when all of these sting operations were going on with Disney, sting operations going on with that of SeaWorld, Universal Parks. As a matter of fact, when we look back in 2017, we see that SeaWorld and Universal employees were caught in sexting, child porn arrests, and yet somehow or another, with all of that coming to the surface, Luke 12:2, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. With all that coming to the surface, somehow or another, Disney continuously moves forward. Huh. Have you ever heard that saying, that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, good or corrupt? Because if we judge accordingly, Matthew 7:16, that's exactly how we're to judge. We're to judge righteously, Americans. That's what Scripture tells us. Judge righteously according to the judge's law. And that's what we do. CNN reported on July 14th, going back to 2014, that a Walt Disney World security guard and janitor at SeaWorld's Discovery Cove were among 18 men arrested in a sex thing dubbed Operation April Fools in Polk County, Florida. Those arrests and those that were arrested responded to online ads from undercover detectives who posed as children or custodians of children. Whoa, this is crazy. Child predators are dangerous and out of control. They crawl the internet for your children. Children as young as 10 years old to teach them how to have sex. Judd said they arrive with candy and condoms and they leave in handcuffs and a one-way ride to the Polk County Jail. I mean, why is Disney pushing Gay Pride Month? Why are these parks shutting down the parks to give exclusivity to those that are violating state statutes in every state in our union? They're called sodomy laws, crimes against nature, Romans 1:24. Huh, that's crazy. So I'm highlighting right now the fact that employees of Disney World, SeaWorld, and Universal are busted in sting operations, zeroing in on kids. Oh, and don't forget, NAMBLA's slogan, North American Man Boy Love Association, right? You know the little slogans that are put on billboards during gay pride parades? Sex before eight, before it's too late. One has to ask the question, why are these organizations and corporations such as Disney and SeaWorld and Universal advocating what American law clearly condemns? And I want to say this, American law clearly condemns it, sodomy, because God's law condemns it, because American law is predicated and premised upon common law, the Mosaic Institution. I want you to listen to a couple of these individuals and their crimes or their intent to commit the crime. Arrests included Jeffrey Eric Binder, 26, of Winter Garden, Florida, who worked as a security guard at Walt Disney World. A Polk County Sheriff's news release said he arrived at the undercover location to have sexual intercourse who he believed was a 14-year-old teenager. Well, did you know that in San Francisco right now, Scott Weiner, he's a Fed representative, he's a sodomite who's trying to normalize sex between an adult and a child? Do you know that what they're advocating at Walt Disney World, do you realize what they're advocating in public schools, friends? If I was to go in and give the message that they're giving to the young people and to the families of the day, do you know that I would be arrested and I'd be thrown in jail and I would be charged as a pedophile? Is anybody, what corporations have the right to do it? Right? And yet, if I was to do it, I would be thrown in jail as a pedophile? Is anybody paying attention to the hypocrisy going on here, friends? One guy, while chatting online and texting, Binder told the undercover detective he wanted to do everything with a child. He wanted to do everything sexual with the teenager.
Binder was charged with attempted lewd battery, traveling to meet a minor, use of a computer to seduce a child, and use of a two-way communication device to commit a felony. Wow, that's pretty crazy. What did Disney World spokesperson say? Jack U? Whaler? That Binder has been placed on unpaid leave. They've been placed on unpaid leave pending the outcome of the charges and did not address a question about his prior arrest. These people are repeat criminals. Of course they are. Of course they are. Huh. Another arrested was a 19-year-old Arthur Joseph Nelson of Orlando. He was a janitor at SeaWorld's Orlando's Discovery Cove theme park. Nelson showed up at the undercover location to have sex with what he thought was a 14-year-old teenager. He sent pictures, I'm sorry to say, of his genitalia. He brought condoms on the way to undercover location. Then the release said after his arrest, Nelson told detectives he knew the teenager was 14 years old. He stopped at Walmart to buy condoms. He chatted with the underage teenager, but this was the first time he has done something like this, and he was high and blank, I'm not even going to use the word, and seemed like it would be a good idea. No wonder why we have vigilante justice on the rise. Did you know that Disney, during their movies, are advocating the gay lifestyle, as they call it, which is a felony in this state, men with men, women with women? Did you know that they now came up with the fact that they're not going to allow at Disney parks boys and girls? I'm not kidding. They want an all-inclusivity when it comes to how they're going to address people. Remember how I continuously have been warning the American people they're trying to Europeanize America? Well, this is brand new. This is brand new information, friends. I could spend another hour on this show right now showing you of the crimes of employees that work at Disney, SeaWorld, and Universal that have been caught in sex things. Also, child porn arrest. Yet for some reason or another, Disney somehow has a green light to keep pushing forth the agenda that fuels these individuals to want to commit the crimes that they want to commit. Hey, folks, you got to say to yourself, if that's the road you want to go down, we're done with you. And seek prosecution of the CEOs at Disney, SeaWorld, and Universal. Folks, we have the time to do what we ought to do. Don't leave it up. Be standing on the absolute wrath of a just and a holy God to do for you what it is that you should have done while you had the time to do it. Today is the day to do the right thing. And right now is the right time to do the right thing. And the right thing to do is to stand up for our children, friends, and put these people not out of business, but to put them in jail. And if we don't take it and turn it and shove it back down their throats, friends, this is going to continue on. I'm going to go ahead and share this on social media platforms. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.